diesem Tanz. Ich habe Angst vor diesem Tanz.
Saal 2, Angst vorm Tanzen. Malaria was one of the most important all-female bands from Germany coming out of West Berlin. They gave the entire scene an experimental spin.
Down.
Abwärts with Computer Start. In recent years, the Hamburg-based label Burrow B Records has re-released some of the NDW records that kind of were the post-krautrock sound. One of them, Palais Schaumburg, Telefon.
Thank you.
Wirtschaftswunder and television. If you want to find out more about the diverse sounds of the NDW, I highly recommend the four-part series by Bear Family Records called Aus Grauer Städte Mauern. Finishing up today's Radio Goethe NDW special, two of my favorite songs from back then, okay, they are well known. Grauzone from Switzerland and Extra Breit from Hagen. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner. We'll be right back.
Hallo, wir sind extra bereit. Wir grüßen alle Hörer von Radio Goethe. Ihr da draußen in La La Land. Wir sind bei euch.
Polizisten fahren stets zu zweit um dunkle Ecken durch die Nacht. Polizisten müssen wissen, wer bei Nacht was Kriminelles macht. Polizisten wissen, was zu tun ist, denn sie haben Funkverkehr. Polizisten schießen, wenn sie wissen, dass sie müssen, und aus Maschinengegenwehr.
I'm Dr. Anthony Leizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Shellfish farmers often spend lots of time in small boats with loud, gas-powered motors. For some, going electric can provide a cleaner, quieter alternative. Nick Planson is COO of The Boatyard, a boat dealer in Yarmouth, Maine, that offers electric outboard motors.
There's no pollution, whether it's exhaust into the air or into the water or leaking oil. Additionally, when you're operating it, it's virtually silent. All you hear is the water moving in your wake.
He says electric motors are also more reliable and easier to maintain. The technology is still in early stages. The batteries cannot yet provide enough power to go long distances at full speed. But for some shellfish farmers, the pros outweigh the cons.
Especially if their farm isn't too far from shore. So you motor out there at a reasonable pace, and then it'll last all day while you're going really slowly tending your oyster gear, and then you have enough battery left to get back to your farm.
And the technology is developing quickly. So Planson expects that within 5 to 10 years, many more people who make a living on the water will be able to switch to a cleaner, quieter ride. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.